Welcome. Today we're discussing exciting new developments in Claude Code sub-agents. It's groundbreaking stuff.
Sub-agents? I'm intrigued. What's the big deal?
Imagine having a whole team of mini Claudes working for you. They're amazing for tasks like documentation and code review, running in parallel to speed things up drastically.
So, like having 8 code reviewers at once? That sounds incredibly efficient.
Exactly. The speaker was experimenting with this, breaking down coding problems into smaller, function-level tasks for these sub-agents to tackle. Initially, they were too prescriptive, but then...
Uh-huh. What happened then?
They realized giving Claude more freedom was key. Instead of micromanaging, they let Claude decide how to best deploy the sub-agents. The results improved dramatically.
Fascinating. So it's about giving Claude the strategic reins, not just tactical instructions.
Precisely. Another huge benefit is context management. Each sub-agent has its own context window, so they don't overload Claude's main window. This allows for much larger, more complex tasks without hitting those pesky context limits.
That's ingenious. So, theoretically, you could analyze enormous code bases without Claude getting bogged down.
You got it. The speaker even envisioned using sub-agents for real-time validation. Imagine coding with a built-in, multi-agent quality control team.
That's like having a continuous integration system right inside your coding environment.
Right? They even tossed around some wild ideas, like a hierarchical expert review system, or even pitting different AI models, like Gemini, ChatGPT, and Grok against each other as sub-agents. Talk about a code review dream team. And get this, even a quantum entanglement-inspired approach.
Quantum entanglement? Hold on, how did that work? Did they actually entangle qubits or something?
Not actual quantum physics, haha. More like a metaphor for decentralized coordination. They experimented with multiple Claude Code instances, each with specific roles, communicating through a shared database. Like a hive mind, but with individual bees.
I see. Interesting. Sounds complex, though, and potentially buggy.
Indeed. It sounds like they ran into issues with hooks and code breaking. Still, the potential is immense. Imagine automating large-scale testing simply by telling Claude, set up 30 tests, and watching the sub-agents swarm the task.
That would be revolutionary. It feels like we're on the cusp of a new era of AI-assisted coding. Any final thoughts?
The key takeaway is that sub-agents aren't just about parallelization, but about smarter orchestration and context management. This unlocks possibilities we're only beginning to explore. Thanks for joining us on this exciting frontier of coding. Until next time, happy coding, everyone.
Goodbye.